WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can throw some pretty serious curveballs our way, right? From deadlines that feel like they're breathing down your neck to relationships that test your patience, sometimes it feels like we're constantly battling an uphill climb. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon against all that stress and negativity? It's not some fancy self-help gadget or a magic potion, folks. It's something way more powerful: self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is another fluffy, everything sunshine and rainbows kind of talk, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself or letting yourself off the hook when you mess up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, would you? Probably not. You'd probably offer a listening ear, some encouragement, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. So why do we often treat ourselves so much worse than our closest pals? That's where the magic of self-compassion comes in. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a little more kindness towards yourself. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. Life isn't always a walk in the park, right? We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. Instead of trying to sweep those feelings under the rug, acknowledge them. Say to yourself, hey, this is tough, but I'm going through it. Recognizing your struggles is the first step towards accepting them and moving forward with grace. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in a whirlwind of negative thoughts? Mindfulness can be your anchor in that storm. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Just notice them, like clouds passing by, and let them go. This simple practice can help you create space between yourself and those pesky self-critical voices. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. You deserve it. Replace those harsh inner critic whispers with words of encouragement and support. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a loved one going through a similar situation. Remember, you're human and humans make mistakes. That's part of what makes us unique. Oh. Set realistic expectations. We live in a world that constantly tells us to be more, do more, achieve more. But guess what? It's okay to not be perfect. In fact, striving for perfection often sets us up for failure and disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your small victories and learn from your setbacks. 5. Remember, you're not alone. Feeling overwhelmed or inadequate is totally normal. We all have moments where we doubt ourselves. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Speaking of feeling overwhelmed, remember that time you had to give a presentation at work. Maybe it was for a new project, maybe it was just a routine update. Whatever it was, you probably felt that familiar mix of nerves, butterflies fluttering around your stomach, heart racing, mind buzzing with what-ifs. Now imagine this. Instead of berating yourself for feeling anxious, you take a deep breath and say to yourself, hey, it's okay to feel nervous. This is a big deal, but I've got this. You acknowledge the nerves, offer yourself some kindness, and focus on your preparation. And guess what? You rock that presentation. See? Self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with grace and understanding. So, how are you going to put these self-compassion tips into practice today? Remember, every small act of kindness towards yourself is a step in the right direction. Start by practicing mindful breathing for a few minutes each day. Write down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, big or small. And next time you find yourself beating yourself up, pause and offer yourself that same compassion and support you would give a friend. You've got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily, where we'll explore more powerful tools to navigate the ups and downs of life with strength and resilience. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.